he created an environment.
A musical environment.
Earl Scruggs.
For Earl's banjo playing. I mean, before Earl was there, you know, with Lester Flatt and Bill Monroe and Chubby Wise and the bass player.
String Bean.
Well, String Bean left.
Okay.
And then Scruggs came in. And Monroe had a musical environment that the banjo was really thrived in. You know, it was like a fish in water. You know, it was the right place for a banjo played like Earl Scruggs to be. If he were in Hank Williams' band, it would have been different. You know, it wouldn't have survived as well. If he'd been in the band of Roy Acuff,
yeah,
it might not have survived as well. But Monroe had already established sort of this real driving rhythm and had a musical unit that could really showcase and sort of release the energy of the banjo.
Since he's finished.
I'm hurrying.
No.
But that's my sort of view, just what I see. You know, sort of a coming together of two forces that fit really well together. I'm real biased. But I don't think it's bluegrass unless you have a banjo in it. That's just my opinion. I mean, it's bluegrass derived.
Right.
And bluegrass-like. But I think the banjo's what is the distinction. And if you took out in the world and you played your music, most people,
the banjo
is the identifier, I think.
So do you think bluegrass is defined by the instruments?
Only the banjo.
Oh.
Monroe does. He says you can take lots of different songs as long as you have those five basic instruments in that style.
Yeah.
Basically, that's bluegrass.
I think it's defined by the instruments and how they're played. And you can do, like say, any song, you know, in a style. It's a style of playing those instruments. Mm-hmm. And you can have songs that are bluegrass hits, but they're not necessarily bluegrass song. I mean, and there's no such thing as a song that is bluegrass, I don't think. It's the style that you play
it. Right, the style. Right.
But I think the banjo is the marker for me.
Yeah.
But I'm a banjo player, so I would feel that way. To me, when Alison Krauss does a song that she does without a banjo, to me it's just acoustic music. I mean, not just acoustic music, but it is acoustic music.
Right.
You know, it's not bluegrass. You know, and when Tony Rice plays Big Mon as a guitar instrumental and no banjo, it's just not bluegrass. It's the marker.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
But remember when we saw Tony Rice and I commented on one instrumental that he did. And, I mean, it was, the rhythm was there. I mean, it was in the style of bluegrass, but there wasn't a banjo. Remember when I said that? And you were
the
sort of agreeing.
The drive is there.
Oh, yeah.
You were sort of agreeing with me, but not entirely.
I think a lot of it has to do with the, you know, the banjo. Do you know Wayne Shrubsall?
Only by name.
God.
Those are hot, so please be careful.
Right.
You guys can indulge.
Wayne got his PhD in called American Studies, and his thesis was on the banjo. And he said that the banjo started, you know, gained popularity, and in the popular eye, it's an instrument that is related to southern black. That's where it's sort of the popular image of the banjo, and it's still, to this day, draws up those images. And I had a guy as recently as 3, 4, 5 years ago tell me every time I hear a banjo I think of a black Sambo sitting on a bale of cotton. You know, and
That's funny.
Yeah. But in the mind's eye, the banjo, or the popular view, is the banjo still has this black southern roots, and it's socially of a class that is low, you know, and it's all the humorists in country music, or many of them, were banjo players.
Right.
You know, Grandpa Jones, String Bean, And that was Uncle Dave Macon's comment to Earl Scruggs, was that you play real well, but you're not very funny. You know, so I think the banjo, as soon as the public hears the banjo, it puts them in a certain frame of mind. And as soon as you take it out, what you're left with is...
Excuse me. Same idea.
The Tony Rice, Alison Krauss, right. When she doesn't have one, which the people then don't associate in the same way. As soon as the banjo sound comes in, it's something else. As soon as it goes away, it becomes something else.